I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
That's a good one. I love that song.
Yeah.
She really liked them. You know, when One Republic played at one of our fests or something.
Yeah, in the park.
I just kept like hit after hit. Like, you don't realize how many hits those guys have.
Now and then. Mm-hmm.
Oh, was it an Owens End? Yeah.
I was there.
Oh, were you really? You were a little girl, huh? Oh, my God. Weren't they so good?
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah. Who else played that year? Do you remember?
Parachute?
Nope, don't remember them. Who else?
Parachute.
That was the only two I remember.
An opening band or something? I don't know. I don't remember ever saying the word parachute in the Owens End context. Anywho, hi guys, it's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful Wednesday. Vinny, you have said it will not be as hot as it was yesterday, is that correct?
Yeah, well, yesterday was scorching. It was really hot. So I'll give you a full weather, but it should be cooler today.
Excellent. I look forward to that.
It was like, there's no wind, that was the hard part.
Yeah, it was super just heavy air and felt humid. I think because I got my ground still wet from the other day ago, just like when it rained all day. You know, it's just like...
It's wet down there.
It is wet down there on the ground. So it just seems like that, like as that evaporates, the air is super thick and gross. Like, ugh, it was just
what I'm
sticky.
Seeing in the forecast at the moment is about 10 degrees cooler wherever you're at.
That'll be
so
nice.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, hold on. I know I have a sponsor here. Let me do it. Instagram is our sponsor. Yay. Follow the Alice973 Instagram page. Catch our clip of the day. You did a clip of the day yesterday, too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was about.
Oh, yeah, it was Vinny being a true man, being confident in himself.
Oh, my toenail polish.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
That's Nikki's favorite one so far. She loves feet. Mm-hmm. Follow the Alice973 Instagram. Catch our clips of the day. But also, if you would, please follow our personal accounts. It hurts our feelings that Alice has more followers than we do as individuals. Like, you know, we're people too, not just Alice. It's at Clarky Clark, at Vin Hassan, at Brinny Boy, BrynnyBoy, Nicole_DeJesu. She doesn't really have an S on her name. We just call her DeJesus. And you can see all the cool and exciting things that we do in our lives. Lots of pictures of Vinny's kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I have sub Instagrams, like for my garden and my sewing. I got all, you know, we got it going on over here. Slappy stuff and Clarky Clark Park. I got it going on. Come on, man. I had nothing else to do in the pandemic. Take pictures of crap. Put them up there. All right. I love this story. There are parts of the story I do not love, and I will get to those. But the overarching part of the story I love is that turns out Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, has been in a 19-year relationship with a woman.
What? Is that right?
Yes. She has just released a book called Yours Cruelly, Elvira. So, Jane, you're listening? Jane?
I know Jane's a fan. She certainly has posted Elvira. Yeah. And if you don't know Elvira, she was way bigger in, I don't know, the 80s and
90s. Or, whenever. I don't know how old she even is.
I want to say that she may have even posed for Playboy. I don't know if she was fully nude.
Oh, that sounds right, yeah.
Or just partially or, you know, sort of...
Tastefully. Yeah.
Clad. But anyway... How old must she be now? 75?
She's got to be pretty old. You know, I wonder, I don't know what else she did. I really only remember her as being like a beer salesperson. or something.
Yeah, like Coors Light or something like that, right?
Right, you'd see her with that, and so you'd see her occasionally, you know, she was telling you she was Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. And at Halloween, she'd have like a yearly revival.
Oh, look at that, she had a movie.
Did she?
Well, that's, I'm looking at Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. It was a film.
And?
An 88 horror comedy film.
Oh my God. I had no idea. Well, I guess, you know, Jane probably, we should probably call Jane and get all her thoughts on Elvira. Elvira. So anyway, she has released a memoir. Oh, there she is with, you're right, Coors Light.
Is a teaser. I'd give you another one, but I'm not that kind of girl. So, nobody's perfect.
She's 70.
Oh, boy. She's a good-looking, you know, she's unrecognizable when she doesn't have the
she's a redhead.
The dark. She's, well, now she's, didn't look red, look more gray. But, you know, maybe she decided to stop dying. Anyway, she released a new memoir, and there's a, I think that's a pretty legitimate bombshell. She's been in a 19-year relationship with a woman. Her name is Cassandra Peterson in real life, and she was still with her husband when she met Teresa T. Wearson at the Gold's Gym in Hollywood. She's just in there working out, and she sees a hot guy, and she says he was tan, tattooed, muscular, and gave off such intense energy that when he walked into the room, the waters parted and everyone stopped and stared. So then she's in the ladies' locker room getting changed, and he's in there too because he is some chick.
Oh.
Yeah, by the name of T. Teresa T. Wearson. So she runs into him, her, in the ladies' room, and they became good friends. For a long time, they were just platonic good friends. They were both in relationships and blah, blah, blah. So Elvira's marriage ends, and Teresa was just getting out of a relationship, too. So one day she just shows up at Elvira's house with all her stuff and moved in. But platonically at first.
Oh.
They were just good friends. They're both going through a hard time, and they help each other cope with their breakups, you know, eat Haagen-Dazs together, etc. So one night they go to a movie together, and Elvira suddenly realizes she wants to hit that. She said, "What the hell was I doing? I'd never been interested in women as anything other than friends. I felt so confused." She kept the relationship quiet all these years to protect the Elvira character. But obviously she's like, well, I'm 70 now.
Right.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm in love with a woman.
Well, there's no better time. I mean, the acceptance level is high. And
very high.
And it only gets better as more people live their life out in public view. And I don't even know why it came on my TV. I don't watch Ellen, but it was on, and I just was doing things in the house. But she had Melissa Etheridge on,
mm-hmm.
and the two of them were talking about Ellen's big coming out episode of her sitcom.
Yes.
And it actually, and I stopped to just sort of watch this as they were saying, well, we used to hang out all the time with Rosie O'Donnell, and all three of them are lesbians, so it makes sense, but they were also all in the closet.
Yeah.
And then Melissa, they were talking or reminiscing about how Melissa came out first, and Melissa said, "Well, I'm a rock stars can get away with anything. You know, we're rock yeah. stars." And Ellen's coming out was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because it was written into the script and became part of the storyline. And I thought, that is really interesting as they're reliving this. It was such a big deal, and now it's less so. Not,
you know, I don't really remember Melissa coming out. I feel like I always knew she was gay, but I mean, okay, she must have at some point.
The show, the way they handled it, it was very cute because, and Melissa says, people always ask me for the toaster that I'm supposed to get when I come out. And that doesn't make sense to you, but that's part of the episode. Ellen sits down I can't think of the lady's name who was her girlfriend on the show, but she says, okay, so she pulls out this thing of wad of papers, and she goes, we're going to need you to sign here and here. And this is her coming out, like as if it's an official document that needs to be signed.
Oh.
We're going to sign here. And Ellen the whole time is going, I didn't know this would be, wow, okay, well. And she's trying to sign her lesbian document or whatever. And then as soon as, there it is. And as soon as she finishes, Melissa pulls out a toaster and puts it in front of her. And that's why forevermore, there it is.
Is that Melissa Etheridge helping her come out?
Yes.
Oh, that's
on the
hilarious.
TV show.
That's so funny. You know, it's funny because, like, I remember Ellen before we knew she was gay. She did a show called Mr. Right. She got a toaster.
A movie called Mr. Right,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, that's what I meant to say. Did I say show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she was fully...
in.
Trying to hide that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was just on Ellen's episode. And I don't remember ever watching that, so I thought it was kind of cute that people now still say to Melissa, I just came out, where's my toaster?
Yeah, I need my toaster, please.
Anyway, Elvira.
So Elvira has now come out, and she said she kept it under wraps for no other reason than she's actually been sort of a private person as her own self. You really rarely see pictures of the woman. There she is as a redhead, and in Playboy, there she is. Wow, she went as herself. She didn't do an Elvira photo shoot. Cassandra Peterson went into Playboy in her own.
Well, she's pretty busty, and that's part of the costume that she wears with Elvira.
Sure.
The cleavage
squeezed
is
together, right.
Unbelievable.
So she kept the relationship quiet to protect the Elvira character, and just because clearly she kept her private life private, but she's ready to live her truth. So then we get to the couple things that are revealed in the book that are not so great. She basically says that Wilt Chamberlain forced her to give him some action. She says, when a 7'1", 300-pound man has his hand wrapped around your neck, there's really not a lot you can do. And as you know, Wilt has boasted that he'd slept with 20,000 women, and she wonders in the book, how many of those were the same thing I experienced? How many were not fully consensual?
That's terrible.
I know. And then she confirms the old rumor that she had sex with Tom Jones when she was a Vegas showgirl. And she ended up in the ER with an injury because of his hugeness.
What?
Yep. That's not something to clap for. Why am I clapping? Stop.
Why you clapped? I didn't clap.
No, he put the clapping on.
That's not something to clap for.
I know. Well, it's like, I don't know, Pavlovian or something. You play the clapping and I'm like, why am I clapping? I'm
and
not going to clap
stop
for that.
Clapping, but you're still clapping. I don't understand.
Is this the opposite of clapping?
Sit on your hands and finish the story.
So yeah, she banged Tom Jones and he was so big that he sent her to the hospital.
That doesn't seem, I'd actually be interested to hear
more. Yeah, well, you can read her book, Cruelly Yours, or whatever it was, Yours Cruelly. Cruella.
Huh,
I never wanted to send a girl
Elvira
to the hospital, but if I did, that reason right there is.
You got to turn up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't hear you. What'd you say?
Oh, sorry.
Crank yourself up, because I had you cranked in my headphones and you're not up.
Oh, okay.
Turn up.
I was saying that, you know, that's something to kind of be proud of, I guess.
It's not.
No,
it means you have too much. You got too much going on downstairs.
But the weird part is that he hasn't sent every girl he's been with to the ER. So what were they up to? That was there something in particular?
Yeah. Well, probably everyone he banged wasn't famous too. Like, I guess you'd probably try to keep that quiet. But you know, he is famously hung like a horse. Even his wife was like, as long as he comes home to me, I'm fine with whatever he does, because I don't want to do anything with that giant thing.
Oh.
She didn't say that part. I added that part in. I inferred that.
Yeah,
that's an inference I made.
I saw that at all. I just thought she was just a nice lady who didn't want to lose him and knew that he was going to be up to no good out there.
She was like, please, if you could take care of all those needs while you're on the road, that'd be great.
All right. So Elvira... Well, the Wilt Chamberlain thing is because
disturbing.
Of the fame. It's terrible, and it because of the story being so famous, it does bring to question
how many girls did he grab by the neck and force to do stuff?
Look, I'll tell you something. There's
awful.
This is gonna be an awful, and I'm gonna keep all names out of it for a very specific reason. But there was I had an opportunity at a Warriors game to be in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone we knew worked for the Warriors, and they said, come on out, I'll put you in this box to watch the game. And that was me and Christina went to the Warriors, were in the box, and it turns out it was also the 49ers were in the box as well. And this was when Kaepernick was the quarterback, and a bunch of his offensive and defense players were with him. And I was sitting next to a guy who later got in trouble for domestic abuse. So this is a guy who was thrown from the team, and I don't believe he plays football anymore. But I was sitting next to him, and he was a mountain of a human by comparison. And I did actually think, because he was there with his whoever he was with, I don't know if that ultimately ended up the person that he got in trouble with, but he was his thigh, the leg next to me was the size of my waist. I'm not kidding.
No, I believe
that's
you.
How big this dude didn't really fit in the seat he was sitting in, is what I'm saying. So I could see that being both attractive, I guess, but also freaking scary.
Right.
Like, if that person has
intentions,
temper issues,
right,
where does that leave you in any kind of time this person decides to go off? I don't know if I'd want to mess with that myself. I truly was sitting next to him going, no way.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Yikes. So I'm sorry to hear that, though. That's the first time I've heard that about Will.
I agree. Weirdly, it's interesting. I believe her, but
I do too. And that's horrible. It brings to question what he was up to.
Exactly.
She's right.
And I actually wonder if people will come out of the woodwork and go, yeah, also I'm in the 20,000, and there were problems. I have a death I want to report. This is sad. I'm not particularly excited for the Sex and the City reboot. I don't like kind of the
pop.
I do like the show very much, and I watched both the movies, and I would be way more into it if Samantha was on it. And I'm not like boycotting it because Samantha's not on it, but I felt like she was a huge part of that show. She was fully carrying her 25% of the weight, and I don't like that there are all these, you know, little mean things that get said, and I don't know. I'm not that concerned about that show. I may end up watching it. One of the guys who was a regular on that show played her best friend. Do you remember him?
I do remember, yes.
His name was
Little
Stanford,
bald guy with specs, right?
Right. His name's Willie Garson in real life, and he died of pancreatic cancer.
Oh.
He at 57. His son, Nathan Garson, shared the news of the passing on Instagram yesterday. Really sweet words, and he was going to be on the reboot, which I don't know if that means that they've actually shot some with him or if they're in the middle of shooting now and they're going to write him off. I'm not sure what stage they're at with that whole thing, although I'm seeing a lot about it.
Hopefully they do a nice send off to him one way or another on the show, whether that's while the credits roll or whatever. I'm sure he meant a lot to the people who work on that show.
Yeah. Willie Garson, Sex and the City. Well, I'm sure.
Think
right.
You would. Yep. Yeah, there's the guy.
Yeah. I'm out of time. What's coming up, Ben?
Oh, gosh, so much. I'll get you updated on the latest from Gabby Petito.
Oh, boy.
Also, we had an earthquake right here.
Did we?
Did you guys feel that?
Did not feel it.
Neither, but anyway. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.